This is Podcast by Dr. Dad, from pregnancy to parenting. Guys, buckle up for the new episode. Listen to celebrity pediatrician Dr. Gauravni Gam talking about different aspects of parenting, pregnancy, and IVF. You can access more information on www.drdad.in, where you can find a huge collection of articles on pregnancy, parenting, baby names, food recipes for kids and pregnant mothers, and so much more. You can even book an online consultation with Dr. Gauravni Gam himself. So let's get started.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the podcast by Dr. Dad. Today's topic is zinc and why is it super necessary? If I really have to sum it up in one single line, I would say zinc helps children grow. Zinc is vital for a lot of functions, for normal growth and development of brain and reproductive organs. It also plays a role in the normal functioning of the immune system and so many different processes that are happening inside the body. In recent researches, zinc deficiency has also been linked to increase in number of infection, cold for that matter, decrease growth, also at some level impaired memory and learning disabilities, and poor attention span in children. And hence, zinc is definitely important. Recent data also suggest that of 16 key nutrients that should go inside a person's body, more children were deficient in zinc than in any other nutrient. Zinc supplementation has produced very significant positive effect on both height and weight measures of the children. And this particular effect was even more if the growth has been somehow, was not at the pace that it should have been. So when the zinc was supplemented, the growth really improved significantly. Now the problem is the body cannot really store zinc. So you need to actually eat it. And you need to eat it at a right interval, right amount. And the duration needs to be like actually every day. So that we can actually fulfill our daily requirement. Now, the big question is, we know where we're going to get our proteins, where we're going to get our carbs, where we're going to get our fats. The problem is, where we're going to get our zinc? And tell me something that actually my child can eat. Now, don't give me fruits and vegetables. A lot of time, mothers, they call us and my patients, they want to know that, okay, doctor, I know that zinc is available in so and so thing. But you tell me something that, my child is going to eat. Don't give me just something which is not very tedious on my part, to make my child eat that. So today we're going to enumerate 10 of these particular things, and I really hope that somehow with some permutation and combinations, you can actually give those things to your children. Number one, legumes, dale. So legumes like chickpea, lentils and beans all contain substantial amount of zinc. In fact, you will be like surprised to know that, 10 to 15% of daily value requirement in just 100 grams of cooked lentil. But there's a problem in this case. What happens is lentil also contains something called as phytates. Now these phytates, they don't really have any very specific role. But what happens is they inhibit the absorption of zinc and also other minerals. Therefore, when we eat legume, and even though when we know that it gives certain amount of zinc, the actual amount which is absorbed is ultimately lesser than what it otherwise states. But in spite of this, lentils definitely form one of the good sources of zinc, especially in children who are vegetarian or are vegan for that matter. They are also an excellent source of protein and fiber, and it can be easily added into different things, So I remember this mother who used to like make all sorts of lentil soups, and the entire family used to like have them during the meal, before the meal time. So they were always making them, because the child, she told me that the child was not really fond of eating dal roti. So she converted into a soup, gave it a little soupy texture, And that's how they always followed on to that diet. Number two, seeds. Now, seeds are something that I feel that should be a part of our diet for sure. They are really, really rich, and they are also a good source of fiber. They're also a good source of healthy fats and vitamins, a lot of them, in fact. The most importantly, right now we're talking about zinc, so they are a good source of zinc as well. Especially seeds like pumpkin, squash, and sesame seeds. Now, the thing is, sesame seeds can be added into different meals. Pumpkin seeds can be roasted and, can be given as a handful of snack whenever child wants something. A little bit of seasoning will do wonders here. Number three, red meat. So this is for obviously non-vegetarian people, and meat is an excellent source of zinc. In fact, more than excellent, I would say, because a 100-gram serving will give close to around 40 to 50% of the daily value of zinc, which is actually, I think, one of the highest that we know of. Number four would be, seafood like shrimp, mussels, crab, again for a non-vegetarian people. So these shellfish, they all can actually contribute to our daily requirement of zinc for that matter. Number five, nuts. Now, nuts is a very important factor here because nuts is easily available. Children generally like to eat it, they eat it. So, nuts like almonds, cashews, peanuts, they all can actually, give good amount of zinc. Cashews is definitely a good choice because 28 grams of that is 1 ounce of cashew can give around somewhere around 14 to 16% of the daily requirement. Number six is dairy. Now, dairy is needless to say that dairy is important, milk is important, cheese is important, and let's just talk about these two as sources. They are actually mostly liked by children. I know that there are so many supplements that come these days that you can just add to the milk to give them flavor. So that is definitely one thing that we can do. Also, cheese in different forms, whatever it is, they can actually give a good amount of good quality zinc. That means the zinc through these particular food have higher bioavailability. When they have a higher bioavailability, what happens is the absorption of that particular zinc is more. Again, all this dairy products are also needed for the bone growth as such because of calcium, vitamin D, and protein, like we all know. Number seven, eggs. Now, eggs are definitely one of the go-to food most of the time, especially in a lot of households for the breakfast item or for a snacking item. So one large egg contains around 5 to 7% of daily requirement of zinc, and it is also rich in protein. It is also rich in fats, also B complex vitamins, and two very important things that are also available in egg are selenium and choline, which is not readily available in a lot of things. So again, why they are important might be in some other podcast. We'll come to that. Number eight, whole grains. Again, I cannot emphasize enough that how important are whole grains. Whole grain like wheat, quinoa, oats, they do contain, okay, not a lot of zinc, but some amount of zinc. But since they are eaten on a very regular basis, so they are definitely a good source. However, they also contain phytates like we discussed with legumes, and therefore absorption is also less in this one. The thing is, whole grains generally contains more phytates like we discussed compared to the refined versions, but still I would prefer to go with the whole grains because of the so many health benefits when we're talking about the whole grains rather than the refined versions. Number nine, potatoes. Everybody likes French fries. Everybody likes so many variants of potatoes that we can make. So yes, potato, both regular and sweet varieties, they contain 9% of daily requirement of zinc. And yes, though it is not much, but yes, it does contribute to the whole requirement. Number 10 is a little controversial here because generally we do not want to give this to our children. So this one I will give it to you, the parents. It's the dark chocolate. In fact, 100 gram of chocolate has almost 30% of daily requirement of zinc. Now the problem here is that dark chocolate is dark, yes, but obviously we're not talking about compound 99% chocolate. We're talking about dark chocolate as such that are readily available in the market, in the supermarkets around us, and they do contain good amount of sugar. And the problem with that again will be the high calorie food, So you need to strike a balance right there. In a nutshell, zinc is definitely a very, very important mineral, and eating enough is important to maintain the good health. The way to ensure that we're getting good amount of zinc is to have a combined meal of different food where we have legumes, we have some seafood, we might have some nuts, we have dairy. So, you know, all of the things combined can actually give us our daily requirement. If you're worried that you're not getting enough zinc through your diet, then in that particular case, you should speak to your doctor, because doctors can prescribe you some supplements in that case. But again, it is very important that you should consider your doctor first. I hope you really liked today's podcast. It was really short. And in case you want us to talk about something in particular, please write to us on info@drdad.in. And if you still have any questions regarding this particular episode, you can write on the same email address. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.